What would Jamie do?
Before we start WWJD, I'm going to have a tea. What is this tea called? I made it for you, tea. All right. As you can hear, those two buffaloes next to me. I am officially with Kevin Wu and Eric Nam. Can you say hello to my...
What's up?
Hello, everyone. It's your boy, Kevin Wu.
All right. So my fans don't know you guys. So let's talk about yourself.
My fans know who I am.
Yeah. What? Talk about yourself to my fans.
This is so awkward. My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm a former member of UKIS, and also a former host at ASC, After School Club, with Jimin. And now I'm on her show, WWJD.
Are you excited?
I don't know what I'm getting myself into, honestly.
All right, bye. How about you, Eric, now?
Hey, children.
Thank you. That's how the show is going to be. I'm not going to give any more anything because we have a lot of questions coming in.
Oh, we do?
And this segment.
I'm so excited! Yay!
This segment is where you guys give your advices.
Okay.
And it can be rude. It can be clear. But it just has to be honest.
Yeah, oh, I've seen your episodes.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
You're very real. I was
it
shocked.
It was.
I was like, can you say that?
Yeah. Because it's my show. All right. So what we do is I kind of give the…
prompt.
Guest to read it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, should we just dive into it?
Yes.
Oh. Dive studio. Sorry, I'm getting old.
All right.
All right.
The nickname and the message, please.
Nickname is Wu.
Kevin Wu. Okay, thank you, Kevin.
I didn't write it.
Did you send this?
No.
Did Deanna send it?
Is it Deanna?
Is it your mom?
Is it the Wu-Tang Clan?
Was that bad? Sorry.
All right, I'll read it. It says… Hi, this actually happened 2 months ago. So I told my parents that I wanted to invite my friends over for a party at our house. So they agreed and decided to make some food. I told my friends about it and they all said they can go. I was so excited. My parents legit went out late at night to find all the ingredients and stuff that we would need. Then they came back in the middle of the night to cook since the party would be the next day. The next morning, I texted all of my friends as a reminder in case they forgot about it. All right.
Stop. I don't want to read this. I'm walking out. I can't do this. No.
All right. Is this Deanna? So, it's already 2 p.m. and they were supposed to arrive by that time, but they did not. So, I told myself, maybe they're running late.
Okay.
And so, just to comfort myself, my parents kept asking me where everyone was, so I decided to give them all a call. All of them said they were on their way, so I waited again.
Okay.
And still, nobody arrived. At this point, it's already 7 p.m.
Wait.
She waited 5 hours.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. Poor girl.
I can't deal with this.
Whoever this is. I told them that the party will be over by 8, yet nobody came. I was so mad. I cried through the whole night.
Oh.
I didn't reply any texts or calls or anything. They kept saying, I'm sorry, I can't make it, blah, blah, blah. So now I just want to ask, what would you do had this happened to you? Also, these are newer friends as I only recently moved out to a new country and school.
Okay, just by this thing, it's stressing me out so much.
What's her name? His name?
Wu.
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 Whoa, like, whoa.
Woo.
They're not your friends.
Oh, no. Yeah. My heart just died, guys.
It's kind of like sank right now.
I just shriveled up into a little ball and just collapsed.
Because in front of your parents, too.
I know. They're cooking for you. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
So what would you do in this situation if it was you?
In this situation, I think I would have cried as well.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I could get mad at my friends, because…
Would you call them friends?
It's not your friend.
I would not call them friends.
Well, they said it's newer friends, so I don't think they're at that level yet to just call them out.
No, because they're newer friends.
Don't be so flaky, you know? But I think, for me, like, if I were in this person's shoe, I think I would have just kind of, just cried in bed or something, or just… watch the movie by myself, and then I wouldn't really talk to them or consider them my friends in the future.
I would have drank all the alcohol by myself and then just been like really
she
mad.
Or he is underage.
But I know that you guys are underage, so I'm not telling you to drink alcohol. I'm just telling you
no promotion of alcohol.
We're not promoting alcohol.
But can we have beer right now?
And we can.
Damn.
All right, no, don't drink alcohol.
No.
Don't nobody drink. Don't you drink alcohol? I don't drink alcohol. Do you drink alcohol? No, nobody drinks alcohol.
What's
don't
alcohol?
You dare
what's alcohol? I don't
touch
know.
Alcohol.
I don't know how you spell that. Anyways.
Okay. Anyways.
But you wouldn't call them or call them out at the spot?
Like, hey. I would have just been like, we're not friends. This is not, we're not friends.
You guys are nice. Okay.
What would you have done?
WWJD.
First of all.
Let's hit it.
I think, I don't know why I get this feeling, but I hope it's not. I think the friend, you know, those friends who got invited, they kind of called each other and to like suggested not to go. To the party, because it's like ridiculous. No one showed up. How can no one show up as a house party and everyone was invited?
Let's be honest. This is bullying.
It's bullying.
Aww.
So, they even though you kind of call out to them, they wouldn't feel sorry. Maybe they would in front of you, but then eventually,
I'm so sorry.
They're gonna be like, and then be like, she's like so like she would. They would do that. I can see that. But really, just to call them new friends, I don't think they're your friends at the first place. And if I were in your shoe, I would go straight up to them and be like really rude too. Like, I don't, like, because I'm angry. Mm. And because if I was the one who was cooking, then it was okay. But then my parents did it for me.
Yeah. They bought the ingredients at the market, everything.
So thinking of that is really just. Knocking me out.
Those friends that are watching right now.
They're not watching this.
So if you're listening to WWJD, you should just like, don't.
Yeah.
I don't want you
don't
as
continue
my guests.
The friendship.
Yeah. I don't, no, I don't want you guys to listen to my podcast.
Oh, if the friends are listening.
Aww. Because like, that's disrespectful.
But, woo.
I would actually take a photo of the dinner that my parents made and then tag them all and be like, oh, this is the food you guys missed. Yeah. At the first place, you don't really call a lot of people, don't you?
I don't.
Yeah,
I don't like big settings.
Right.
I like just intimate small settings. But I think, yeah, I mean, there were times where I called out friends for my birthday and I would call out like 30 people, but maybe like 20 people showed or like 15 or 20.
That's not pretty
bad.
Good.
Not good. Well, not bad or not good, but like I think I would just have a better time with the friends that did show up.
Right. Yeah.
But you guys. Nobody showed up.
But nobody. I know.
This is the part that kills me.
No. It's like, bullying.
It's like bullying and it's messed up. And I'm having like flashbacks to my childhood. And it's making me really upset.
So did you bully someone?
No.
Okay, good.
I would never bully anybody.
Right.
It's just super messed up, guys. Like, and to think that like if you moved into a new country, you're in a new school, you're in a new situation. It's a tough situation. And your parents know that, so they're trying to help you adjust. So they went out, made all this food, spent money, spent time.
Don't explain it again. It's gonna feel me like
I'm just like getting really emotional about this. So I just think it's messed up. I just think it sucks, and it's part of like it's like a teen drama where it's like a bully's doing what bullies do. It just sucks. Like I don't know what you can do about it. Like I'm never the type to be like go fight violence with violence or like you know that's not how I am. Yeah. I was just always like you know what. Your loss, and I'm just gonna do what I do. I'll make new friends, and I'll just find my own ways to adjust.
Yeah.
But it just sucks, and I'm sorry that you had to go through it, because it's awful.
It's awful.
Because you're putting yourself out there, and you're putting yourself, like, inviting people. I remember
to
when-
your home. Not even, like a restaurant or anything. It's
I remember I did, like, a birthday party, and it was, like, the most terrifying thing ever, because I was like, I don't have friends. I'm just gonna invite people.
No, like, sometimes I wish those
horrible
things are not really true. I wish those things are just made up.
Stories, right, but you know it's real. Mean? It's really sad.
I know, but like, no, I think you should like take some time to call friends, like what friends would be. Like, you should just take a little bit more time of like what you can call as a
to
friend.
To define the relationship first and then invite them to your home.
Yeah.
Because that's like a very sacred place, you know?
Right, you're just showing everything to them. And it's kind of like a listen. Maybe in your old hometown, there were real friends, but then you didn't really find it out in your new place. But still, who does you dirty like this? They better not.
The angel friends.
They didn't even have the decency to like text her before 2 p.m.
5 hours, come on. It doesn't mean that they're never going to show up.
They texted after like it ended.
I mean, They're just playing with you.
Oh my god, I'm so triggered right now, guys. I can't do
okay,
this.
Okay, I'm getting so stressed. But like, what you should do is consider of as real friends who is gonna be on your side, and in this case, they were your parents.
Clearly not.
Parents are always on your side, but still, you should know.
Yeah.
They're the
hang in there, Woo. All
right. We have a 10.
We have another fellow Woo supporting you.
I mean,
you.
For real, just hang in there because it gets better, guys.
It
slowly.
Does.
Slowly.
Right, so let's go to the next one.
All right.
All right, because we have a voicemail from Tang.
Hi, Jamie. I hope you're doing well. So I have a problem. I'm 16, by the way. I change, and my friend don't like the person who I am right now. Okay. So they don't respect me anymore, and they say, oh, you change. We don't like the person who you are right now. So what do you do in my situation? Like, I'm so confused. I don't know what to do because, like, people change. And I'm happy right now in my life. But the people around me, like, not everyone, but my family respect me. But the friends around me, oh, my God, my English. Like, I don't know what to do. I'm really confused.
Yeah.
So tell me what you want to do in my situation. And I hope you have an amazing day.
All right. So it would be better if you shared us the detail about, like, how you changed. Like, you were like this, but then now you're not insecure. Or, like, if you were just, like, a person who kind of don't talk about a lot of stuff, but then you changed to, like, a talkative person. I don't know which thing you changed because... parents, as I told you, will always be on your side, even though you change or not. They'll guide you. But friends are what you have to, like, be, what do you say? Like, you have to be together. So you can't always just be yourself to be with other people. You gotta, like, 맞춰 나가야 된다고. Like,
yeah, something you
compromise.
Yeah, you gotta compromise.
Sacrifice.
That's what you learn in school. Not just, like, you know, study, but, like, how to talk with people, how to... be in a group. That's
get
what
along.
You gotta learn. But if your friends, like all your friends, told you that all you don't like, they don't like the new you, maybe that there's a little problem,
with
your friends or you. Mm. Yeah. But if you feel good, I wouldn't say you would change it. But still, like
yeah, I don't friends, know exactly yeah. how she changed for right. the better or for the worse. I don't know, but I think everyone changes, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, we're always changing constantly. We're growing and we're new, and, you know, learning new things about ourselves.
Right.
So if those friends don't really accept that new you, I don't know. It might be more difficult than, you know, than saying it. But I think maybe find friends that do actually accept you for who you are. And if they don't understand you, I don't know if you can continue the relationship. I wouldn't in my position.
Mm. You look like a camel, by the way. Just right now. You're like...
Jamie, what would you do if you look like a camel?
I would not look like a camel.
I can't help it. What's her name? Tan? Clan?
Tang. Tang.
T-A-N-G?
Yes.
Tang.
Tang, Tang, Tang.
Tang. I mean, here's the thing. People change. Humans change. You change your fashion, you change your clothes, you get a tattoo of ASE across your forehead like Jamie does.
And forever.
Yeah, like you can do whatever you want. I think end of the day, the most important thing is that you feel comfortable the way you are and you love yourself. That's the most important thing. If you learn to love yourself and value who you are, then quite honestly, what other people think of you should not matter. I know that you seem to be a little younger and so you're probably in high school or middle school. And you're going through these formative years where it's identity, who am I, who are my friends, like what can I do, what do I do? So I think that's like part of it. But I think most people, like some people have like, even like in movies, you have middle school where you have your best friends and then you go to high school and all of a sudden everybody's different.
It is.
And everybody changes and then they find new friends and new cliques.
Yeah.
Like there are certain moments in your life where there will be transitional phases where all of a sudden, the people that were around you don't make sense to you anymore and they don't get along with you. All of a sudden, you don't like a certain person. Like, I had this situation in high school where I had a really good friend and I think going into senior year, she changed, like, completely.
Mm.
And, like, she was like, I hate everybody, and I only listen to really, really dark emo rock, and I got, like, a bunch of piercings, and, like, just went completely the opposite way. Mm-hmm. As a friend, I was upset because she was a good friend. Like, I valued the friendship. I valued being able to, like, talk to her about stuff.
Yeah.
And not having that person, the person that I identified as a person to talk to and be a friend with, was, like, very, like, offsetting. It was like, well, she's different. She's gone.
Yeah.
But that's something that she chose to do. And for her, she needed to do that. So good for her. And I think it's a transition. Like, you're on the other side of that, I imagine, where the friends are like, what's going on? But she found a new group of people outside of school, particularly, that she resonated with and she hung out with. And that became her new crew.
Good for her.
Yeah. So I think, I don't know how you changed. I don't know if it's, you know,
personality
or the way you think or the way you dress or the way you, I don't know, talk or I don't know, whatever it is. But if you feel most comfortable, if you're secure in that and that's who you are and your parents love you, your family loves you, that's most important. You love yourself, game over. Your friends, they'll learn to love you or you can help them adjust to the new you or you go find new friends. Yeah. It sucks, but that's the reality. And yeah.
Well, that was Eric's.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
Eric thinks.
What would I do? I would just keep doing who I do and just
wait. That was weird. Do who you is.
I would just keep doing what I do and be who I am. Wow, okay. That was a lot of English.
I totally got like I totally understand what Eric comes from. Like you should do what you gotta do, but at the same time you should learn to be a little more, you know, like towards the person. It's just like. You're not living alone.
You mean like listen?
Yeah, listen.
To their advice?
Yeah. Because that needs help. Because you need that.
Yeah.
Like if you're living alone and if you don't really need anyone, it's okay. It's fine. But living in a world like this, you got to cooperate. You got to talk with people to do something. You're not alone. So sometimes just thinking of just being like, oh, I'm me. So I like it. So whatever. That doesn't really help in the situation.
Yeah. I mean, to a certain extent. Like I totally agree with Eric. But like what you're saying… Like, you can't always just be like, I'm just going to be me.
Yeah.
Like, when you're growing up, you got to learn, you know, there's got to be some type of constructive criticism. But we all go through that when you grow up.
But the thing that I'm talking about is not looks. So, like, the way you dress or the way you put your makeup on or the way you do. Like, I'm not talking about the looks. I'm just talking about the personality. Hmm. If you got to be straight, you got to have your own self and then cooperate with other people. So, it makes it more like…
Yeah.
That makes you too. It doesn't mean because other people you're trying to like match with other people. It doesn't mean that is not you, exactly. In my opinion. So
yeah.
You just find it out.
Like, do you, girl?
Do you?
Do whatever you want.
I want to.
You want to? I'll go get some upstairs.
That's okay.
You good? Okay.
You want to?
All right, Tang. I hope that helps you. You're 16. You're gonna get
she's
over.
She's 16.
She's 16.
Oh,
yeah. She says she's 16.
Oh, see, there you
it's
are.
It's all part you're of that. The process of life.
It's just it gets better when
that's
you
what
and
your
then when you get
uncle
to
says.
Oh my god. And when we you get to college,
uncles.
Oh my god.
We are uncles.
When you get to college, if you go to college or when you graduate, it's a completely different world. You're going to have another transition where it's like got to make new friends.
Right? Yeah.
It's just kind
always
of
always evolving.
Your bestie is not going to be always your bestie, you know.
It's a painful transition, but we get through it and we learn to live and grow and be strong human beings.
We are the world.
Says the two skinniest guys in the world. All right, so we're going to talk about holidays cuz I don't really celebrate Thanksgiving. But in America,
yeah,
they have big turkeys and stuff that
I
saw
turkey
in like
a few days. It was so good.
Oh really? That was TMI.
Lucky you.
Anyways,
I got the potatoes,
things.
I got the gravy, I got cranberry sauce, I got garlic bread, I got stuffing. I got pumpkin and pecan pie. Holy crap.
Oh, you say pecan.
Pecan?
Pecan.
It really depends
pecan.
On what depends on what mood I'm in. But it's
you're
good.
Lucky you. Yeah, Thanksgiving was just around the corner and after I moved to Korea, like I didn't get to really celebrate Thanksgiving because most of my relatives are in the States.
Right.
But it's always a part of me. Like when Thanksgiving comes around, because next to my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy
birthday.
He was like texting me because I was late for like 4 hours. He's like, so you did not congratulate me on my birthday. I was like,
I did.
Bitch, it's your birthday still. Like, still.
Eric was first.
Ooh!
After, like even before you
because he's always working on Kakoto. He maybe saw you on the birthday list and be like, oh, that's freedom.
That was true. I was waiting for Jimmy like the whole day and she didn't text out.
I was on the plane, wow. Yo. I
she
was
would
on
yell at me if you guys, I did not say happy birthday
Jamie,
to her.
Jamie has forgotten her roots. She has forgotten who built her.
I
look what this show has done
plane.
To you.
I was on the plane.
I know. Were you on Thai Airways?
You know they no. have Wi-Fi on the plane?
No, they don't. Yeah, I was on do. The Asia airline.
She was on the
so,
plane.
So pretty much so Jamie was having a great flight, playing games, holding hands with her neighbors, and she just didn't text you.
She didn't text me, but she did.
I mean, whatever.
And I did.
That's all that matters.
Okay.
But yeah, it's holidays, the holidays,
holidays
coming up
have
very
you had
soon.
Have you had turkey before?
No.
Like
never,
Thanksgiving thing
never.
Before? Never?
Never.
Ever.
Oh. Never have I ever.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Never.
You're missing out on some good stuff.
I really wanted to eat the porridge inside the turkey.
Yeah, yeah, like the stuffing.
The stuffing.
It's really good.
And I had mashed potatoes. I had like all the things, but except turkey.
Oh, man. If I had known, I would have given you a Thanksgiving
like feast.
Feast. I would have invited you on Sunday because I did it.
Too late.
Sorry.
I mean, who do you do with?
My friends.
I'm not your friend now?
Well, you never hit me up, so I mean, I don't know.
Why do I always have to hit you up?
I always hit you up first.
Always.
I always hit you up first.
Guys, this is so pretty. Who made this?
Because you're throwing the party. You should hit me. How the fuck am I supposed to know that you're going to throw a party on Sunday and be like, hey, Eric, you're going to throw a party on Sunday, right? Can I go and eat your fucking turkey?
Oh my God.
Eric?
Yo, I did not know you felt this strongly about turkey and stuffing.
Oh,
if
no,
I
I'm
knew,
not feeling strong about turkey.
If I
I'm,
knew.
I'm feeling strong.
She's abusing me!
About your friend list.
Look, here's my thing. I have multiple groups of friends, right? My friend group that I hang out with most often, they're old people. They're just mad old people.
So you're
sorry,
that
friends.
You're old.
No, my friends are older than me. I'm the youngest of my friends.
So I'm not. So young people are not supposed to have turkey with old people. So I cannot celebrate
apparently.
Thanksgiving with my parents and my
no,
elders.
Here's the
right?
thing. Here's the thing. This is a perfect segue. You can, and most people do, and families too. But there's a lot of stress that is involved in having Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner with your
family.
Also,
I'm the stress when I go to your friends list. So I'm giving the stress because
you just
I'm the younger
name,
one.
No, you can have. We can have a meal anytime. I'll buy you dinner right after this. Don't worry about that. Okay. That's not the problem. The prompt was.
Why you 땀 흘려요?
Tina.
Yeah.
This is fun to watch.
The prompt is people when they go home for Thanksgiving and Christmas, a lot of families fight because of political issues,
like
because
this?
Of religious issues. No, this is just bantering for fun, or is it? But people have different political views. They got different religious views. They got. Why are you getting married? Why aren't you married?
And who that girl you're meeting?
Who is that? I don't like
so
her.
Who's that
I don't
girl
like
you're
him.
Meeting?
Stop
so
it.
Who is it, Eric?
There ain't nobody.
Who is it? Who is on your
there
phone?
There ain't nobody.
Oh, who's the girl you bring it home?
There ain't nobody.
Did you just see that? I touched his phone and he was like putting it back. And you know, like those people who puts it in the sideways like this has something that's secret. So I got nothing. So I'm just like this. But he's like. And we're not going to edit this out because it's my show.
Anyway, listen.
What?
Anyways.
Beyonce, what the fuck are you doing? Like, listen. What? Listen. What are you going to talk about? Talk.
This is much. Your show. Go ahead.
Yo,
too much for me.
That's only one word that I want to listen to is that I'm sorry. I'll call you next time. But all these things that you're going to say, like, oh, because they're old people and they get so much stress and, you know, like, they talk about marriage.
I need to talk about,
talk
about, talk about, talk about.
Dating, like,
Kevin, did I ever say because she's young? I did not say that. We're going to take this back. I never said that, right? I'm just saying, I have multiple
being,
groups of
being
friends.
Very considerate for you.
Right.
You
I don't want you to feel uncomfortable.
And be like, ah, nah, nah, nah.
See?
To the older
get
people.
It. And I don't have a lot of yoni friends.
Right now? I really
yeah,
want to
right.
pinch your
that's a lie.
Like,
I don't have a lot of yoni friends.
Says
also
the guy.
And
we're not.
Okay. I don't have a lot. And, 나는. That switching about I'm like, oh wait, this is Korean, this is English. To be honest, whenever I hit up Jamie, I'm like, yo, Jamie does not want to hang out with his ajashi. So I'm just gonna like just
I
like,
never
hey, how
I
are
never
you?
Sit.
She never says it, but she thinks it.
All right,
see,
I love
she's not even denying
shit.
It. All right, sorry.
Okay.
So no. Thanksgiving turkey's really good. You're definitely invited next time.
Next
I did
year.
Not host it. So next time I will personally host it so I can interview both of you. Not interview.
Well, I'll give you the early answer.
Oh my God. What?
Too late.
Oh.
We're going to read the third one. And you're going to get the honor.
All right, here we go. This is from Clan.
Clan.
Hi, Clan.
Hi, Clan.
All right. So there's this boy in my school that I've been friends with for like 4 years. And within the past few months, I felt myself starting to fall for him. Ooh. I really don't feel like he's the type to date someone, so my hopes have always been low, but I think I ruined a chance I ever possibly had last week. Basically, I asked him if I was going to see him at a star party, which is an astronomy class optional field trip. And he was like, you made it sound like we're going on a date. And I, without thinking, said, ew. To make it even worse, I've been trying to get over him, but he wasn't feeling good yesterday, so I hugged him. Now he's the only thing I can think about. I can't handle rejection, so I'm scared to tell him, but I don't know if I even should. Our friendship is kind of delicate. Bum, bum, bum.
Wait, first of all, her name's Clan. I just noticed something. First one was Wu, second one was Tang, so it's Wu-Tang Clan! Is this on purpose? Okay. I thought it was, yeah.
I think these are more like likely to be in the shy people. Eric, listen. So, you know, like because you don't want to tell them directly.
Out loud.
No, it's like, it's the same. Because my hand is big. It doesn't really hurt. Stop being like a baby.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways.
Abusive.
Guys, listen.
What would Jamie do so mean?
Okay. So if you guys are in like a crush or if you like someone, are you like the most the type of like being like up straightforward or like saying like ew and like trying to like not tell?
Ew, but I don't think I tell somebody until I'm sure that like there's a good shot or like she likes me
like
too.
Like a shot?
No. Does
it make her drunk?
No. Okay.
Oh my god.
Like there's a good probability that she likes me too.
Mm.
I think I'm like very cautious until that point because usually it starts from a point of friendship, so I don't want that friendship to get weird, and so I'd rather be cautious about it, and then when I'm sure, then I'll like go say something.
Okay, so you start with your friendship and then like be more generous about it.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've never confessed to a friend before because I always just like keep friends as friends and. Mm-hmm. Romantic relationships, romantic.
So you're just like going down the street, like, hey.
Hey.
Hey, you smell like girls.
You kiss.
Have you heard of the Kevin Wu?
Because I sing. Okay, mama.
No, but it is a very like delicate situation that Clan is in. Because you're risking like the friendship. Yeah. So I could see why she or he had that instinct to say, ew, you know?
Right.
But
that's so cute, you know?
I know, it's so cute. It's like a little drama.
Because, like, he's like, you made me sound like we were going on a date. And she's like, or he's like, ew.
But that's something that we're like, you know, like, we're friends. Yeah. Like, it's something like we would do all the time. Like, hey, want to get.
No, we wouldn't even talk. We'd be like, ew.
We'd be like, ew.
Ew, like, ew, Kevin.
Yeah.
But if ew, Eric.
Like, ew.
Yeah.
You know?
Ew. This is right from that Jimmy Fallon.
Ew. If I were in this person's shoe, I probably wouldn't risk the friendship yet.
I, on the contrary, if I was in this person's shoes, I would just risk it.
What?
No, but then she or he. So I hugged him. And now it's the only thing I can think about.
Right.
Like, he's the only thing that
so,
I can think about.
So, here it is. So, Clan wrote that Clan is trying to get over this person.
Right.
Right? The best way to do that is for you to have complete clarity on, is there a chance? Do you like me? Do you not? And if you don't, it's done. But if what's his name? There's no name, right? If he does like you, then it's like, great. You guys can maybe become a relationship.
Mm.
It's terrifying. You'll probably puke as you do it. Be like, I think I like you. Maybe, but that will probably be the best way for you to move forward and you can get him off your mind.
I think saying by how ill can you can start the conversation. So just be like, okay, remember. No.
So what are you going to say? How are you going to say
like, I just say hi ill every time.
No. I don't even. Can you guys listen?
Oh, ew.
So it's like, no. It's like, you know, remember, like, you said that we're going, like, on a date, but then I said, like, ew, too. It doesn't really mean that I really didn't like it. It's like, it's how I felt, so that it just came out, but this is how I really feel about you. And I hope you get, like, no, like, uhe about it. Because, like, this guy may be feeling the same about you, but then because you said ew, he's like, oh.
What if he was like, ew.
Yeah, the same to you. You'll be hurt, you know? You'd be like, oh, this guy doesn't like me. Maybe he has the same feeling like as you.
But I think part of the reason that clan said that it's because the guy was like, you make it sound like it's a date or something. Like, it was as if he implied that clan made it more serious than it should be, which is maybe a signal that he was like, I don't want to go on a date.
No, maybe he can say like, maybe are we on a date? Like, is this
right, right,
a
right.
date?
I'm just saying. I'm just playing devil's advocate. It could be, because in my head, I was like, maybe he was like, you make it sound like it's a date or something. I like it. But right before he said, I like it, she was like, ah, ew.
No, because like, she's, okay, if it was like in a bad way, as a devil said, like you, because you are a devil. When you said,
devil.
Wow, she literally just pointed at me, looked in the eye, straight in the eyes, goes, you are the devil.
You know, like you made it sound like we're going on a date when it was like a serious bad thing, like when he pronounced it that way. Mm-hmm. Then you couldn't even say ill. You'd be like, oh, so you don't like it? Or like something like other stuff that he maybe you don't like it, so let's do other things. But then it was kind of like she's shy because he said that. She's shy because he was like, you know, like, is a date. And then she's like, ew.
Well, okay.
Yay!
I think she's a bit, well, I think she's very young.
Time out. Let's try to predict what type of ew it was. Was it like a ha-ha, ew. Ew? Or was it a ha, ew.
Ew?
Or like a ha, ew?
I think it was like, ew.
What do you think, Kevin?
Ew.
That was
like the most ambiguous ew ever. Like, I don't know what kind of ew that was.
It just sounded like you just
threw up in my mouth.
Yeah, something threw up in your mouth.
Because I mean, clan, your ew is so important.
Yeah.
What kind of ew was it?
But honestly, I think, like, you know, girls tend to overthink.
No, can you just say, you made it sound like we're going on a date.
You made it sound like we're going on a date.
Ew. I think it was like this. Like a little ew.
Hmm. Okay, you say it to me.
I thought we were going on a date.
Ew! It could be
that. I think it was that. I think it was that.
Yeah.
So.
She just there's tea in my face. She's spilling tea in my face.
So.
No, wait. Let me just get my point across. I think she's overthinking because it could have been very casual. Like, huh, ew. And the guy didn't even think of it as such a serious, you know, thing. So,
no, because for her, it's not serious. It's serious for her.
But for guys, we're not really that serious when girls go like, huh, ew, or huh, ew. It's just, we're kind of, maybe that could be a sign of flirting, you know?
아니, 근데,
we don't take it like personally.
No, I think it's just very different for personalities. Guys take it sensitive more if they are sensitive. If he's in the same shoe as her or him, he would take one word of her a really big stance of if he should go for it or not too. So it's not just like a guy or girl thing for me. Because I have a lot of friends that guys, and they're more sensitive than me. Okay, then maybe.
Maybe talking about in my shoes.
Jamie, that's not a good example. You're not the most
sensitive.
No!
Hey! No fighting!
Anyway.
I'm never coming on the show ever again.
You're never invited.
So what I'm saying is I think you should kind of just think about what your true feelings are for this guy that you like or don't like, because it seems like she's kind of confused because she's been trying to get over him, but when he wasn't feeling good, she hugged him and she can't stop thinking about him. So it's like she's going back and forth in her mind.
You like him, or you like him.
Him, yeah.
Yeah,
him.
You like him, and
So just figure out if you really do like him or not before you make the next move.
I don't know why I thought of this. I was like, Clan, I think you should just tell him that you like him. But then I was like, if you're in a situation where you're close enough that you're hugging this person, like, you guys are pretty close.
Right.
Right? And then I was like, like a weird image in my head of like, whoever Clan is, like, going in for a hug, like, I like you. And then he'd go like, ew.
Ew. Again.
Yeah,
I don't know. Let's
sorry.
Not do that because she's like, she's really serious. He's serious. Yeah.
Right. Sorry. I think you should tell him.
Well, the thing is, relationship as starting as friends to a really deep relationship is kind of hard because I know the feeling that you don't want to lose the friendship.
Right.
But neither of it, you just went for it. You had feelings for him. It's done. You can never be friends again for me.
Really? Like, you can never be friends again?
No, like if you have a lot of time for you to like just completely forget about this person, then it's okay. But you cannot treat them as a friend like you used to because you caught feelings. I think that's
there's
a never go back. Yeah.
But don't you feel, I mean, maybe this is because I'm old.
Yeah, you're old. So when you see, okay, so you like this person and then you're like, okay, maybe we're just friends. And then you see this person dating another person, can you stand it as a friend?
No, I mean, I think like time takes care of everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
I was talking about,
I mean, that's what I was like looking to see if this person has an age here.
Mm.
But like, end of the day, like, I don't know.
Because once you caught feelings for the other person, I think the friendship is kind of like done. Like, I mean, like not done as like you're done forever, but it's just like you upgraded it. So
you think no matter what, so I guess the question for you is, do you think no matter what, Clan is not going to be able to be friends with this guy?
One way or the other.
Mm-mm. So you just, then in my case, even more.
Just go for it. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Just go for it. Yeah.
I think that's it. Like, but not just straight up to him and be like, do you want to date me? Just talk about your feelings to this person. Like, okay, like, you know, the thing that I said about you, like, you didn't really mean it, but it just came out because you kind of caught him as, like, someone else, not as just a friend.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, maybe he can, like, catch feelings after you guys meet, after the talk. You know what I mean? He can, like, think about it again and be like, I like you.
I like you.
That was
horrible.
Yeah. Okay, wrap up the talk. All right, so that was it for my WWJD.
That was fun.
Wait, that was it?
Yeah, that was it.
The highlight of this episode.
You
want to
do another episode with me? You can come next time.
The highlight was when you splattered water over Eric. That was fun to watch.
No. He looked kind of dry.
So. I hope these guests aren't walking away traumatized.
I think they will be traumatized by today's episode.
Like, we really apologize. I really tried to give a lot of really serious advice.
Mm-hmm.
Jamie kept hitting me and throwing tea in my face. So, I'm going to actually write into W3. Hi, I have a friend who just keeps throwing stuff in my face and hitting me and berates me with curse words.
Don't tell me that you don't do this.
I do not. I do not lay a hand on you.
Oh, you've never seen that.
I have never.
He doesn't do
ever
that to you.
Well, you bite me.
What?
Whoa! All right, I need
don't
to leave.
Don't say stuff. That. That does not sound
Are
right.
You guys
no.
Oh. yes, we are friends.
Oh my god.
Anyways, that was today's show. Do you have any upcomings that you guys want to like talk about it in my show? If you don't, please shut up.
I do. I'm going to be on tour. I'm going to Southeast Asia in January, and then I go North America, Latin America, February, March. Yeah, you can come. We can talk about it. Tickets are on sale for Southeast Asia now, and my new album's out, and I have a podcast called K-Pop Daybook, and a new one called I Think You're Dope coming out next week as well. Nice.
So
please check it out.
Damn,
I love you guys.
Dope.
Do you have any free time, Eric?
What's that song?
No, it's just the name of a new podcast.
Oh, okay. I think you're dope.
Wow.
Okay. I think you're dope.
With who?
We have Alec Benjamin. We have Gallant. We have Jeremy Zucker. We have Jenny Han. We have some Olympians. We got a lot of cool people.
A lot of nice.
So
cool guests.
Yeah.
All right, for you, Kevin.
For me, I will be going to Ohio in January.
Whoa.
For OhioCon. I've never been there, actually.
OhioCon.
Yeah, first time going to the Midwest. So if you're out in the Midwest... come out and see me. After that, I'm just gonna release more music next year, so continue to support my socials, YouTube, Spotify, whatever is out there.
All right.
Peace.
Jamie, what about you? What are you up to?
I'm going to Singapore.
Wow.
Nice. On December.
Wow. For what?
Yes, for just like a mini concert.
I'm going to Singapore too.
Oh yeah, you're with me. You're going with me, no?
What?
Is it the same one?
December 18th to 19th.
Oh, no, 28 to
29. Oh, bye. Anyways.
Darn it.
I'm going to Singapore. And then next year, I have a plan. Just like, I don't know if it's like fixed yet, but a U.S. tour, what I did in Thailand. And yeah.
Wow.
So I hope that comes.
Jamie in the U.S.? Wow. Yes. I'd pay for that.
All right. Okay. Thank you guys for listening to WWJD, What Would Jamie Do? I was with Eric Nam and Kevin Wu. Where can we find you?
On my socials.
On
we didn't talk about Thanksgiving.
No, we're not going to talk about it. Yeah, just shut up.
And then
I love Thanksgiving, guys.
And then you guys fought, so I think we shouldn't talk about it again. Socials on Instagram, Kevin Wu Official.
Kevin Wu Official. Okay. Again, before we email us on www.jd@thedivestudios.com or call us via Skype +1209-322-9953because I want to hear a voice.
Wow, that was really fast.
But I don't want you to be like, Jamie, I love you. Thank you. I know that. Go watch clips on youtube.com/divestudios. You can also rate and review on iTunes. If you don't, I'm going to find you. Wow. All right. Instagram, Twitter is always open. WWJD_podcast. And also GMX Jamie is my social. So if you don't have anything to do, stop writing hate comments and go to my social media. Thank you guys. Bye.
Goodbye.
Hey guys.
Let's eat gogi.
Let's do it.
What would Jamie do?